News from Radio EcoShock. Headline from the Sunday Herald in the UK, Earth losing the fight against global warming. Dr. Inzes Fung, lead scientist at the University of California Berkeley Project, warns a new computer model shows the planet's ability to remove excess carbon dioxide fails within the next 100 years. Fung said, "Our work shows that if we keep going on our current course of fossil fuel emissions, the land and oceans will not be able to slow the rise of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere the way they are doing now. Land and oceans absorb about half the carbon dioxide produced by human activity at the moment. If we accelerate our emissions, the saturation rate will increase." While climate skeptics have welcomed global warming, saying it would be beneficial to plant life, this research shows that plants will be unable to absorb human carbon emissions. According to this study, quote, "If the rate of fossil fuel emissions is too high, the carbon storage capacity of the land and oceans decreases and climate warming accelerates." Find out more at SundayHerald.com. Starving birds and fewer fish along the Oregon coast are a warning sign that another seasonal dead zone may be developing as a result of global warming, biologists say. More at TDN.com. As the San Francisco Chronicle reports, Jared Diamond, the best-selling author of Guns, Germs, and Steel, has joined Whole Earth guru Stuart Brand endorsing nuclear power as a solution to global warming. And what an ugly bandwagon this is. Last June, George Bush visited the Calvert Cliffs nuclear plant near the Capitol, the first president to visit a nuclear power plant in 26 years. The Republican-dominated Congress is likewise handing out the nuclear pork, $7 billion for so-called research and development, and another $7.3 billion in tax breaks, most of it headed for construction of more executive mansions and deposits in Cayman Island accounts. The kicker? The American taxpayer will have to back any loan guarantees and insurance for any new reactors. No capitalist has been willing to invest in nuclear power for 25 years. No insurance company will cover it. Only big government and big lobbies will do it. You may hate and fear nuclear reactors, but soon you'll pay those big corporations to build them anyway. And you'll guarantee big profits for the investors. But hey, if one of them blows up, making some state uninhabitable, you will get to pay the damages as well. All that to keep the electric garage door opener and the sweet thrill of leaving every light on in the house burning uselessly. No one will ever believe the Americans risked poisoning their continent for this. Vice President Cheney, the Halliburton man, designed the Bush energy policy in 2001 after his closed-door meetings with industry hacks. That plan called for hundreds of new nuclear plants all over America. They'll be like McDonald's, poking out behind every barbed wire fence with machine gun guards and permanent evacuation plans. Get this news and more from www.environmentalsustainability.info. The New York Times is reporting a shortage of solar panels in the U.S. As record heat burns the American Southwest into hell, sales of solar panels have temporarily emptied warehouses of stock. California's Million Solar Homes tax credit has also increased demand. And not just in America. Some of the best Japanese brands have been diverting stocks of solar panels to Germany, where prices are much higher. Okay, we're going to lose our glaciers. So what? The United Nations has released an update to their report called Fluctuations of Glaciers, put out by the World Glacier Monitoring Service. The report says that glaciers could completely disappear from entire mountain ranges where they have resided for all of humanly recorded time. Glaciers in the European Alps have lost 50% of their volume since 1850, and then another quarter of what remains just since 1970. The report concludes that human-induced global warming is responsible, an event never before seen on the planet with unknown consequences. The UN says, quote, "Such scenarios may lead far beyond the range of historical Holocene variability, and most likely introduce processes without precedent in the history of the Earth." Get more from webindia123.com. Huge areas of northern taiga forests are burning in the Russian Far East. According to the Itar TASS news agency, more than 116,000 hectares of forest and another 77,000 acres of other land have been burnt, including parts of important nature preserves. Damage is five times greater than the 2004 fire season. These carbon sinks have been lost and huge amounts of carbon released to the air. The fire threatens endangered species, local economies, and some populated areas. See itar-tass.com. Of course, forest fires continued to burn across southwest Europe in the summer of 2005. Yet another heat wave added to the continuing record drought in Spain, Portugal, and southern France. In some places, the thermometer hit 45 degrees. Thousands of firefighters are battling the fires, especially in Portugal, while 1,500 people had to be evacuated from the Var region of southern France. In Spain, fires are blazing on the island of Ibiza, in the northern regions of Navarre and Leon, and in the central province of Toledo. Polls consistently show that the vast majority of Europeans think the weather, the drought, and the fires are driven by human-induced climate change. More than three-quarters of Canadians, also suffering from record heat and air pollution, agree. But they'll forget all that when they go to the elections, which are almost always held in the cooler months. No memory, no action. But let's not forget about the oceans. What you can't see can hurt you and your dinner table. The Spanish fishing fleet is up to its old bad tricks of draining the last bottom fish from the formerly fabulous Grand Banks fisheries off Canada's east coast province of Newfoundland. The Greenpeace ship Esperanza is there, painting the words "Deep Sea Destroyer" on a Spanish halibut trawler. The trawlers drag heavy equipment, nets, and lines across the ocean floor, killing off the marine environment for everything else. It is the single most dangerous fishing method. The Icelanders are also out on the unprotected fishing grounds outside Canada's 200-mile limit, the very place where a 500-year-old cod fishery was annihilated in the 1980s. Greenpeace is calling for a ban on all bottom trawling on the Grand Banks, at least until studies can show how the ecosystem works there. But the Canadian Department of Fisheries and Oceans, whose managers presided over the cod collapse, won't support even a temporary ban. Say goodbye to halibut on your table as well. Perhaps the fish and chip shops can convert to soy burgers. News from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org. That's ECO, shock like an electric shock, .org.